Rich?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There's so much to talk about in so little time, but I'll be brief, and I just want to make everyone aware of an article that was in the Standard Times today in which I put in concerning the assessments and the yellowtail flounder. I will not read it, but if you get a chance, take a look at it. But Mayor Bullitt is correct. The fishermen behind us, you guys do a great job on avoiding fish. And we still call them fishermen. The stories that I hear from these fishermen out in the ocean with the yellowtail, what's the agenda here? What's the agenda? Is the agenda to put these people out of business? And then we'll have good science. You know the assessment doesn't work. The uncertainty in that assessment doesn't work. Your own science center said they have no confidence in it. But we still go status quo. And we punch it and we fiddle with it and we play around with it and try to take care of these retrospective patents. The proof is in the pudding. They're in the audience. And Vito wasn't kidding you when these guys are at zero. So the decisions today are based on, you want to see these guys out? The last speaker said about Magnuson Act, well, sue us. Who gives a shit? And what gets me, too, and I wanted to bring this up, is that industry hired Doug Butterworth. And the crap that was in the paper, as far as coming from the scientists at the science center, putting him, throwing him under the bus, that's wrong. No one complains about observers on our vessels, but industry hires a scientist to observe your science, and he gets thrown under the bus. All that is industry coverage. Can we have some of that? You're talking about better science in the future. We need it now. We need a decision now so we can see what that better science is in the future. These guys are good at avoiding fish. What are we trying to build here? A big freaking aquarium? We're on your last leg, so the decisions today and the decisions in the future will get to your goal of destroying the industry. Jane Lachenko just gave her resignation. And I got called by Maine Public Radio to have my comments on when she put down, stopped overfishing, industry's at a profit. All I said to that person was, why are we in a federal fisheries disaster in the Northeast? And that's her claim to fame? That was your old boss. It's absolutely ridiculous. And as far as the Magnuson-Stevens Act and sue me and sue that, and then sue us. These guys are going out anyway. It doesn't matter. I want to see what's in your underpants on the decisions today.